The scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 4 to 8. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, one of my survival practices during this COVID time has been reading. The challenge is finding good books when the libraries are closed. But when all of this started about 6 weeks ago, I had just checked out a book from the Mount Pleasant Library called The Dishwasher. It's written by a Canadian author from Montreal, Stephen Larue, and it's his first book. And it's absolutely riveting. This book is a doorway into an underground viewpoint of life. The main character has just got a job in a busy, posh Italian restaurant as a dishwasher. And the life shown on the floor, which for most of us is the scene life, is a cozy, relaxed, sophisticated atmosphere of fine dining. And then we go backstage, the kitchen, the prep rooms, the dish pit are an entirely different story and vibe. This book is mainly about what is unseen to the face of a restaurant. It deals with the dark shadows of people's lives, the places that are spinning out of control, the places of high stress and our coping mechanisms, the places we try to keep hidden from others. Now, generally, I like a book that calms me down, but this book was the opposite of that. Full of agitation, I was at the edge of my seat each time I turned a page because I was so for this character. The dishwasher was caught in a terrible cycle of gambling. Now, each time things seemed to be going well, there was this inevitable crushing fall. And it wasn't until this dishwasher was forced by his cousin, in a good way, to come and stay in his home with him to get recollected. He stayed there for 6 months in a place of safety, rest, accountability, safety mainly from himself and the impulsive addictions he had learned. Here in this place, his cousin's home, of a rather locked down situation, he found healing and freedom. And John 15, verse 4, as Carrie reads, "Abide in me as I abide in you." The invitation of this text is union with God. You in God and God in you. Theologian William Barclay describes this union with God almost like the situation of this dishwasher in his cousin's home. Union as a place of safety, a home, a place where weakness can be tamed and held. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Like someone struggling with an addiction who does not have the capability to choose them for themselves goodness and life, Jesus is our lifeline, our vine, and we are invited to abide, remain, find home and rest in God in order to live lives that bear good fruit. Now, my assessment this week in talking to a few of you is that many of us are losing it. I mean, some of you have adapted to the COVID situation very well in that first month. I mean, we can cope with anything for a month. But yet now, after 6 weeks going on seven, I've kind of lost track. We may feel as though resiliency for this COVID situation has about come to an end. Many of us are feeling overwhelmed to keep going this way. Some of us have this feeling a lot. Those of you who are alone may feel the constant self, especially our shadow self, hard to face each day. And those of you in the heat of constant nuclear family, work demands, homeschooling, childcare, and all our restrictions and losses at this time, you just have come to a place of great exhaustion. So I wonder if here, at the end of our rope, at the end of our resiliency, at the end of what we can manage and control, is a time to hear these words spoken to us from God. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Perhaps this is what COVID is offering to us at this time. Our normal, in control, I can manage life situations may not automatically lead us to receive these words from God. But in a space where our normal circumstances are far beyond our control, it is at this time that we may be able to hear the words of Christ in a new way. Apart from me, you can do nothing. When we get to the end of our tether, we acknowledge we are not independent beings. We are not in control of our lives or our world. And we recognize we need a lifeline beyond ourselves. We are branches, and we wither and we die when we are apart from the vine. So what does it mean to abide in God, to seek this union with God? You know, other translations read, remain in God. Some of you gave great suggestions last week in our reflection time. Taya said that after many weeks of stressful work, she found rest in listening to the music and looking at the art offered in the service. Perhaps abiding is about coming to God for rest, to find our centeredness, to experience home, care, love. Perhaps it is about trusting in the dark right now, as Barb Phillips suggested, trusting like a seed planted and buried in the soil for a very long time before it births new fruit. These lockdown circumstances being our soil bed, and the act of abiding as placing ourselves in God during this time. What would it look like for you to abide with God, for you to be a branch in the vine as a single person at this time, as a parent, as someone just laid off from work. Apart from God, we can do nothing. Abiding, union, remaining in God is mainly about relationship. We are given the image of Jesus being the vine and we are the branches. And we note that there are many branches that connect to this one vine. Yet there is a place within each of us that is in solitude, in relationship with God and God alone. This is a sacred space that we don't often look at. We may be frightened or too busy to go there. In our normal lives, this sacred space within can remain quite dormant and undiscovered. Our gathering as a spiritual community is for the purpose of awakening this sacred space within us, a place to give attention to it, to foster it, to nurture it, to support its growth. Ironically, sometimes our church activity can cover up this sacred space. Sometimes we get caught up in church volunteering and serving and making Sunday services happen, that we have coffee and Sunday school teachers and greeters and musicians in place, and we forget or we get distracted away from our sacred space within. This scripture brings us down to ground zero, where some of us may be feeling just right now. It reminds us of our intimate relationship and the life-giving energy available to us in God. Now, we'll be speaking more about our life with God in community in the coming weeks, but now, for now, let's offer ourselves up to the good gardener's hands. Even though it may feel like painful pruning, and just for a moment, rest with God alone. Nothing else is required of us but to surrender, saying yes. Yes, God, I'll enter your home now. I'll submit to being a seed buried in dark soil now. I will come to you with my spinning out of control stress, because apart from you, I can do nothing. Now, it may just be a small movement toward God, a small yes that's required of you at this time. Many of you know that my husband Malcolm loves to run. He was not always able to run. For about a decade, he had problems with his feet, and he went to almost every health practitioner you can imagine to tend to his feet, and nothing helped until he met his running coach that gave him a simple method of running barefoot. So he told Malcolm there was absolutely nothing wrong with his feet, which every other health practitioner thought, but it was his footwear that was the problem. So he taught Malcolm a way to adjust his very minimalist shoes with duct tape, like this. Duct tape is about a millimeter in thickness. And time again, Malcolm would put a piece of duct tape in his shoes and it would correct his problem, and he'd be able to run. It was a safety, a correct adjustment to how his foot was hitting the earth. Let me show you how he does it. You see that blue tape in there. Now, this is a little bit controversial. If you want to know more about this and have a couple of hours or three or four, you know how Malcolm likes to talk, you can ask him yourself about this story. But the point I want to make is the millimeter of tape and how small it is to make a difference. Maybe this is all that is required of you right now, to move a millimeter closer to the vine. I'm praying for all of you during this time that you may come to abide with God in your own unique situation. I'm praying that any small movement toward relationship with God in a new or deeper way will bring for you unimaginable results. I mean, what would it be like to come to God just a millimeter of thickness and find that God gushes out upon you like an abundant, refreshing waterfall? What would it be like to be drenched with God's love and peace in your particular situation right now? Something beyond your circumstance. God is so much bigger than ourselves. God is not panicked or anxious by your and our COVID situations. Now, it can begin with a small, simple prayer. God, I say yes. I surrender to you. I invite you into this situation. Welcome. Help me. Give me eyes to see where you are moving, where my life source is. And then we wait. We wait upon God. Abiding, resting, remaining, for it to be done by God. Now, abiding in one sense has a very receptive, passive quality to it. We allow God's presence and action to work within us in the end of our rope situations. So we have a new picture to look at today of someone's expression of Jesus and the vine. This is made by Jan Robertson out of sea glass that she found on the beach. And this is what Jan writes. Walking along the ocean shore, listening to the waves and collecting sea glass is a very calming and meditative experience for me. Seeing each shimmer of color mixed in the gray sand brings such joy. Each broken piece of glass, someone's litter so long ago, reminds me that God can take what is broken and make it beautiful again, make it a treasure, a gift. What I see as broken in me, what I see as cut away from the vine, God sees as new growth, sees as me. Thank you, David. If you find yourself right now withering away, if you find yourself not being able to bear good fruit in your situation, the invitation is you and God in you. For some of us, it may be about abiding in a God who is larger than us. Perhaps listening and taking notice of being open to a bigger God than you know now. A God who may speak to you in your children, in your neighbors, and a stranger as you walk your dog in the sea glass on a beach. Or for some of us, abiding in God is with the God in you, resting, listening for, noticing the small, quiet pause in your very loneliness that has been forced upon you. Again, we are going to drink from our cup this morning, to remind us to come to the source and to abide in that. The invitation of this cup is you in God and God in you. So Malcolm's going to come and join us. You can do this together if you're with people, or you may also do this alone. Just take your cup of juice or water or even an empty cup, and we hold it to remind us that we need to be connected to the vine. We need to be connected to the source. So hear these words. Welcome to the vine. You are invited to come as you are and drink from the source of life, Jesus Christ, our vine. You are invited to allow God to be your gardener. And we are invited to allow God to replant us as a community into God. So you may take a drink and say the simple prayer that you want to pray to invite God in and you in God. You are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So drink deeply of the vine this week, you in God and God in you. Amen.